Sisters and brothers, Alice Miller is helping us to understand why settling for less than what we want feels comfortable for us. It's helping us see that acceptance of less than is built into the nature of class. It's called the scarcity mindset. It's established in us when we were children, when we were shown all those hoops to jump through to win just a little attention. Why can't we be as free as birds? We asked last week, unshackled of lies. Because we've been kept, as Alice Miller is showing us, intentionally unaware. Because we forget our early questions in which our promise of freedom rests. Because power acts clandestine, takes advantage of our having forgotten them, these questions, and reinforces this forgetfulness via its institutions. So we will have to work together concertedly, sharing thoughts and good fellowship to get free of it, to get free of global power. And planning requires some minimal degree of safety in the spaces that we make for gathering. That's the point of these recent shows. Because we need to go into a planning effort set up for success. And I don't think truly incorporated the lessons of the past, but rather continually act as if global power doesn't exist, as if it's not actively trying to undermine what we do. So we do need some degree of safety in the spaces we make for gathering in order to gain certainty and to build our numbers globally. So what are the elements of safety is what we're going to be asking today, speaking broadly. And we'll continue fleshing them out, I think, in future shows. The first broad element of safety in this crafted world of class is that we must admit the existence of a global power that operates behind scenes, clandestinely, through compelled, paid functionaries. It's fascism on the back of a buck is what I've come to see. I mean, it's irrelevant whether you are bought or bred. If you do the bidding of the global masters who are rushing to install a totalitarian system, for lack of a better word, from which there is no ability for us to move out of, to move beyond. You know, like the IMF, one of the IMF economists used to joke, you know, that it's like the Roach Motel. She was talking about the Eurozone, but it's true of the global order in general. You can check in, but you can't check out. And that's the definition of totalitarianism. So they are using the thought, the lessons of Jeremy Bentham, who we're going to be looking at today, in order to craft a system in which we are trapped, from which there is no escape for we, the people, in order to allow them to continuously sap our energy, suck on our life blood, in order to pretend that they have the answers and we are but fuel for them.